775-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
What did he say? But he didn't kill him. The Spirit of God didn't let him kill him. They went away, and God began to deal with this guy, and he gave him a dream. And he saw this guy that he called come to him with an envelope. And the envelope began to bleed. Blood began to drip out of the envelope. And the guy in the dream gave him the envelope, and he began to open it, and he woke. So the dream, you know, caused him to call the guy back, and he came. Anyway, long story short, this guy gave his life to the Lord and began to, now he's doing work there. Undercover, and ISIS hit up. So what I'm saying is that God is going to begin to do things miraculously, supernaturally. You know, there's a portion of scripture just flashed across my mind in Thessalonians that says that God's going to allow strong delusion to come to those who don't believe. And I'm paraphrasing it. Those that don't believe the truth. Strong delusion. Now that word strong is the word in the Greek, and I may not be quoting this right, but in the Greek it's the word energia. Energia. In other words, that word means supernatural. In essence, it's saying that to those who don't believe or don't receive the truth, God is going to allow supernatural delusion. In other words, these supernatural entities to deceive these that don't have a love for truth, that won't receive truth, and they'll be lost. But in the midst of that great shaking, God is establishing a stronghold. A strong tower, a refuge, a church. And this is what we want to take a look at this morning. In Isaiah chapter 34, well, I'll tell you what, before we go there, let's go to Revelation chapter 12. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to pull you into another place. I know what I see. I know what I believe. I know what is reality. I know what lies in that spirit dimension. But some of us are still limited by our soulish, carnal thinking, our problems. You know, I said this morning that just because you can't pay a bill does not identify who you are. You see, sometimes we are so wrapped up in the carnal realm that we derive or we receive our identity from what we can do or what we can't do. What people say about us or what people say bad about us. How we size up in society or how we don't size up. But that's not who you are. That had nothing to do with your real identity. I know people that don't have two nickels to rub together that are mighty men of God. They don't care about having things in this life. They don't care about, amen, riches and wealth. They don't care about these things. They sacrificed everything. They don't find their identity in what they possess or what they don't possess. And that's a limitation that we have to break, that we have to rise up out of, that we have to come higher than. Because we are people of the Spirit. Tell somebody that right now. I'm a person of the Spirit. Our flesh profits nothing. How well you do in the flesh doesn't mean a thing. All those battles and stuff, all that stuff in the flesh and in the carnal realm have no spiritual value. Matter of fact, before we go to Revelation, let's go to John chapter 6. Come on, we have to build in the spirit. Again, I feel like pulling teeth. Get those cavities out. Amen. John chapter 6, let's start at verse 60. Now, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he tells his disciples, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you cannot be my disciples. Now, these are the 70 that he sent out. He anointed them and sent them out. They raised the dead. They healed the sick. They opened the blinded eyes. They cast out devils. They had power over all the works of the devil. They returned rejoicing. And then Jesus went into this and he talked about, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no part with me. And it came to a point, it says, many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear this? This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Except you eat of my... Now, this is what he said. Now, think about it. Now, see, they were acquainted with Baal worship. They knew the nation had fallen back in time past into Baal worship, where there were sacrifices of children, where they ate of flesh, where they drank blood. They were acquainted with that. Now, Jesus comes and says the same thing, but many that just experienced all these miracles... said, who can hear this? You see, the flesh profits nothing. If you're hearing the word even this morning with your carnal ear, just in the natural realm, it's not going to profit you anything. But if your spiritual antennas are up and you are listening to the frequency of the Holy Spirit to speak to your spirit man, see, in that realm of the spirit are only probabilities and possibilities. In the natural realm are natural laws that limit you. Limiting. How you think is limited in the natural realm. How far we can see in the natural realm is limited. What we feel, all this stuff is limited. But in the spirit realm, there are only thing that are there are possibilities. Jesus said all things are possible. Okay, get that verse back up for me. They said, who can hear this? Go on, next verse. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? Which they would see. In the book of Acts, they saw him lifted up and taken away. It is the spirit. Now, this is what I want to drive home to you. It is the spirit that quickens or gives life. Quickens or gives life. Not just jerking, but quickens and gives life. You understand? I'm not being critical of anybody, but, you know, it's more than a jerk. You can be jerking and have no life. But it quickens, a quickening. It's a spiritual thing. It doesn't always necessarily manifest in the natural. It's a spiritual thing. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. He said this, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Okay, if we're going to have the life of Christ, we have to receive his word, which is spirit. All right, so I want you to put up your spiritual antenna, not the natural antenna, all right, because we're going to go on a little journey here, and I want to take you somewhere that you can better identify who you are and what you have right now. See, one of the ploys of the devil is always to push the promises of God into the future, one day, hopefully soon. In the sweet by and by. But Jesus wants you to understand that he did this already. Amen. And amen. Tell somebody right now, stop trying to get what you already got. Excuse the English. Stop trying to get something you already have. And that's the key. That's my assignment in this Kingdom Law series, to get you to understand the laws have changed. We are governed by a different set of laws. Revelation 12. And as I did this morning, I want to challenge, I want to encourage you to study this that I'm sharing with you, because this is very prophetic. Not pathetic, prophetic. It's not for the weak-kneed or the feeble, the feeble-minded. We have comfort for you. But this is for those that want to sojourn in the spirit realm, that want a journey. You know, there's a lot in heaven and a lot that has been done that's not written in the Bible. Uh-oh. Not a word from the left. All right, I'm going to go out on a limb with y'all. Because I know where I am. Amen. You have to identify where you are. Amen. Like I said, this is not for everybody, but there's a whole lot. As a matter of fact, if it were written what Jesus did, all the earth, the world could not contain the books. What do we mean? And then he said, the work that I do, you shall do also, and greater works. Wait just a minute. What greater could we do? What greater could we do than raise the dead? Open the eyes of the blind. You got to understand God's plan. God has a plan for the universe. Not just for this little planet Earth. God has a plan for every constellation. The trillions upon trillions upon trillions that he know by name. God has a plan. As a matter of fact, we the church. Well, let me go here for a moment. You know, there are some people in heaven right now that have gone. Well, let me say this. In heaven right now, those that are there, they have no authority. Amen. Our authority is here on the earth. Amen. As a matter of fact, they are students. They're learning. And understand this. We will forever be learning. Amen. We will forever be growing. I'm talking about forever. You see, there's a difference between eternal and immortal. Eternal is God. That means wasn't no beginning. Ain't no ending. Immortal means there's a beginning, but no ending. The angels are immortal.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.